Remove quill stone and...
Yeah, that's the kind that you open up.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And there's another kind you got to cut it off the coat, but I didn't get the name of it.
Could be a clean piece, maybe?
I don't know, but I know it sticks to that coat. If you don't cut it off there, you never get it off there, unless it's real, real right.
It just fell off.
Yeah.
What different kind of nuts did you have on your farm? Do you have very many kinds?
Nuts.
What else did you call them? Did you call them anything other than peanuts?
So I called them, you said, did every kind of nuts the girls can see it?
Yeah, I mean, did you call peanuts, say, goobers? Or
yeah, uh-huh. Really? Yeah, goobers.
Call them anything other than that?
Yes, good, but the only two names I remember.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever grow any of those vegetables with real strong odor? You know, if you take the skin off of them and make you cry.
Onion?
Oh, yeah.
I know about them, yeah.
You know about them?
Yeah. We used to grow some kind of onion to call, you could take those onions, you take them and you pull them up. You bring them in the house, you take the leaves part in the bottom, you pull that skin off them. And you could do these big ones that way. And you cut them up from the tenner. You cut them up and you put them in some grease in a skillet and fine. And you cut your one or two eggs off, you put your pepper on and salt, and you fry them and you eat them. Mm-hmm. And we have fried tomatoes, green tomatoes, we fry them when they're green.
Really?
We have fried those green tomatoes and put a little flour on, you cut them up, put your little pepper salt on, mm-hmm. and a little flour, and you put them in the grease and cook them. And slice them before it's too sweet. But you cut them up, you slice them. Mm-hmm. And put a little salt, a little pepper on, and put them in that grease and fry them. They eat pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I never liked it so much fun.
Uh-huh. Did you ever grow any kind of vegetables that came in a shell? Like beans or something?
Butter beans?
Mm-hmm.
Butter beans and onion peas. Mm-hmm. Butter beans, onion peas, full snap beans, but they ain't in no shell. Peas?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We had all that.
You ever sit there and take those things apart?
Uh-huh.
What do you call
I didn't share so many peas. I get to say, I will hardly do that pea deep freeze. I will hardly eat them. I had my fingers so shedding peas. You can get peas by a taste.
Uh-huh.
Grease by two and three and four heads.
Uh-huh. Wow, sounds like a lot of work, man.
I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Every lab, I weigh down.
Did you ever grow anything that they used to make jack-o'-lanterns out of? Big orange vegetable grow on the ground?
Some pomegranate?
Oh, these are, used to make pie out of them.
Pumpkins?
Yeah, pumpkins, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You ever grow a lot of those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about, did you ever grow some melons?
Yeah.
What different kinds are there?
I don't know one, man. I don't know none of them. Wait a minute now. Some of them beginning melons. Some of them beginning. Some of them would be striped. Some of them would just be a plain green melon. And some of them would be striped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you got some melons now. They be on the truck. They call these yellow watermelon, but we didn't have none of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you grow anything smaller than melons?
Cantaloupe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pomegranates too.